Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is forever. Oh, confess to the God of gods, for his mercy is forever. Oh, confess to the Lord of lords, for his mercy is forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy is forever. Who remembered us in our lowliness, for his mercy is forever. And pulled us away from our adversaries, for his mercy is forever. Who gives bread to all flesh, for his mercy is forever. O confess to the God of the heavens, for his mercy is forever. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the Gospel of Mark, in chapter 1. And Jesus was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, stretching out his hand, touched him, and says to him, I am willing, be thou cleansed. And having spoken, straightway the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Our final reading from the word of the Lord will be from his second coming in a portion of Arcana Celestia, passage 9452. The Lord regenerates a man from divine mercy. This is done from his infancy down to the last of his life in the world, and afterward to eternity. Thus it is from divine mercy that the Lord withdraws a man from evils and falsities and leads him to the truths of faith and the goods of love, and afterwards keeps him in these. And after this, in divine mercy, he raises him to himself in heaven and makes him happy. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.